Welcome to College Basketball Weekend, a feature presentation of WBEC Sports.
Hi, I'm Jack Stasinski. Not the one you usually hear, I'm his dad. I started taking him to college basketball games when he was about 5 years old.
Going for the win here, a three-pointer by Taylor, no good! Seattle's done it, they've upset Stanford.
I still go to a few games, but he can't get enough.
Lynch throws it to Phelps. Phelps flings the ball in the air. Time runs out, and the Tar Heels celebrate.
I have to admit the games are really exciting.
Herndon didn't realize how much time was left.
Now my son is doing a show some bigwigs say is the best in Massachusetts. And for the next few minutes, he's going to bombard you with information about the sport.
Just two games back from having his own heart checked, UMass Mike Williams was back to his old habit of breaking opponents' hearts yesterday.
10.2 seconds left. Temple leads 55-54. Dingle to inbound. Gets it to Mike Williams. 40 feet from the basket. Picked up by Rick Brunson. Dribbles, goes to the top of the key, looks for the shot, foul on, puts it up, it is good! 3 seconds left, UMass leads 56-55, Mike Williams with a 17-footer.
And that's how the game ended, with the Minutemen beating arch-rival Temple by a point to improve to 19-4 on the season. So many times Williams has hit game-winning shots, and the clutch shooter said afterward that Coach John Calipari just designed a play to get him the ball and let him do his stuff.
Coach wanted me to go one-on-one, try to make a play, to see if I could get a shot off, or I could get somebody else a shot. But he wanted me to get a shot off, basically, just to make sure I get a shot off. Maybe we go rebound and get a step back. But basically, he wanted me to go one-on-one.
Williams scored 17 points against the Owls in 33 minutes of action, a surprise amount of playing time considering his collapse on the court a few weeks ago at Cincinnati. But Coach Calipari says that with the battery of tests Williams underwent and passed, he feels comfortable in using him.
I feel very comfortable. We've talked to the doctors. We've talked to everybody. I've talked to Mike. He did do his old fainting spell on me just to jerk me in practice. He didn't understand. I almost had a heart attack there.
The dramatic ending to yesterday's game wasn't the only excitement at the Mullen Center. Temple coach John Chaney interrupted the post-game press conference to accuse Calipari of intimidating the referees without allowing his side of the story. Chaney actually had to be held back from hitting Calipari.
You had the best officiating you could ever get here, and for you to ride him, I want to be a part of that. I just got my ass blasted for giving him hell down in West Virginia, and here you get a hell of a job right here today. Good job. Three class guys, and you pick them out here and single them out. You kick.
You, hey, coach, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. You weren't there.
You weren't there. You remember that. When I see you, I'm going to kick your ass. Kick your ass. Come on. You got a good team, and you don't need that edge.
Well, the one big edge UMass has now is in the Atlantic 10 standings. The Minutemen are a perfect 10-0 in the league, which gives them a nearly insurmountable three-game lead on second-place Temple. Back in a moment with news on the new leader in the Metro Atlantic Conference, the Siena Saints.
NCAA Youth Education Through Sports, or YES Clinics, bring together youngsters aged 10 through 18 and college athletes and coaches at NCAA championships. Youngsters are instructed in academic and personal skills, as well as sports skills. Sponsored by the NCAA and its corporate partners, YES Clinics are offered free of charge. For more information, contact the NCAA National Office, 6201 College Boulevard, Overland Park, Kansas, 66211.
Following a 23-point victory over St. Peter's Saturday, the surprising Siena Saints took sole possession of first place in the Metro Atlantic Conference with an 8-2 league mark. Overall, Siena is 18-4 this season, a record that neither fans, media, or even Coach Mike Dean expected.
You look at this team on paper, and I don't think anyone here expected it to be 18-4. We've become 18-4 relatively you know, unchallenged, and yet, you know, we're only 85 on the computer.
Of course, it's the computer ranking which determines NCAA tournament seedings. But the Saints are concerned with just getting there, and that means winning the conference's automatic bid. All-America candidate Doremus Bennerman has been doing his best all season to make sure that happens. Again, Bennerman and company made the win against St. Peter's look easy, although he said it wasn't.
We fought the whole game, and when it looked like we were in control the whole game, we worked hard to maintain that control that we seemed to have. And they fought back, and we fought back harder not to let them get anything going. So again, I mean, we just warmed on them. I think we warmed out then, but I don't think the score indicates the game at all.
While Bennerman scored 25 points, backcourt mate Stuart Downing chipped in with 24. Downing says it's the time of the year to start turning up his game a notch.
It's that time of year where, you know, you got to start stepping it up because you're getting everything ready for the tournament. You know, we're not just looking at the MAC tournament, but, you know, a postseason tournament. And, you know, being that the fact, you know, I'm just trying to put my game in a position where, you know, when we do get in a tournament, we're not just going to be some team there for another team to take advantage of. We're going to try to win the game just like we always do.
With Saturday's loss, St. Peter's is 8-3 in the conference. Meanwhile, Canisius is 7-2, putting both teams a half game back of Siena. The Saints play each one more time, and the two teams play one another this week. So the race for first promises to be exciting. For WBEC Sports, I'm Jack Stasinski.